Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Chris DeBoe with 5 things you need to know for Monday, April 15th.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. This is political persecution.
History is unfolding today as the first criminal trial against a former U.S. president begins. Prosecutors allege Donald Trump falsified business records to cover up hush money payments meant to quiet a sex scandal with an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty and has denied the affair with Stormy Daniels ever happened. Here's what Trump had to say about the case outside the courtroom this morning.
It should never have been brought. There is no case. It's an assault on America.
Trump's legal team has spent several weeks trying to delay this trial, and their latest motion to have the judge recuse himself was denied today. The prosecution and defense have also been arguing over what evidence can be allowed and whether Trump violated his gag order. It remains to be seen exactly how long it'll take to seat a jury of 12 with 6 alternates from a pool of hundreds of New Yorkers. They'll answer a series of questions to determine how fair and impartial they can be. But once a jury's seated, the trial's expected to go as long as 2 months. Israel is delaying its plans to launch a ground offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah as it mulls a response to Iran's air attack over the weekend. That's what 2 Israeli sources tell CNN. The Israeli military says they and their partners were able to intercept 99% of the more than 300 missiles and drones Iran launched towards them late on Saturday. The attack was in retaliation to a suspected Israeli strike on an Iranian diplomatic complex in Syria that killed at least 7 officials earlier this month. 2 Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet is debating how and when to respond to Iran's attack. The U.S. says it's ultimately up to Israel to decide next steps. But White House National Security official John Kirby explains President Joe Biden's view.
We will stay committed to Israel's self-defense. At the same time, we want to see tensions de-escalated. We don't want to see a war with Iran, and we certainly aren't looking for a wider conflict in the region.
Several people were reportedly stabbed at a church service in Sydney today, 2 days after a man went on a stabbing rampage in a busy shopping mall. Video of the incident appears to show a man attacking a clergyman during a ceremony. A local official identified the clergyman as Bishop Mari Emmanuel, a well-known figure in the local community. They say none of those hurt in the attack received life-threatening injuries. A man has been arrested for today's attack, although his motive remains unclear. A pair of storm systems is threatening more than 40 million people across parts of the central and eastern U.S. today. They're both capable of bringing large hail, damaging winds, and a handful of tornadoes. The largest area at risk stretches from central Texas to southern South Dakota, including Oklahoma City and Kansas City. Farther east, what's left of a separate weekend storm could pelt North Carolina and Virginia. And later in the week, rainfall is expected to bring flood concerns as storms move west. Up next, tens of thousands of runners are sweating it out at the Boston Marathon today. 30,000 people from over 100 different countries are running the Boston Marathon today. It's the 128th edition of the race, which is held every Patriots Day. Boston is considered one of the more challenging of the world's 6 major marathons. Runners will cover 26.2 miles with an elevation gain of almost 814 feet, where the weather isn't working against them this time. And Cesar Lema finished first in the men's race with a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds, while Marcel Hug and Eden Rainbow Cooper won the men's and women's wheelchair races. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.